Welcome to a deep dive that could genuinely change how your team tackles the workday. Ever felt just buried under apps, each with its own thing, you know, bouncing around just to get one task done? Today, we're trying to cut through some of that complexity. We're looking at a system called Pananga, our mission for you. Basically, a shortcut to understanding how this smart delivery layer, as they call it, Pananga, simplifies things and empowers teams. You're about to get properly informed on something pretty practical.
Yeah, it's really all about moving from that kind of fragmented way of working to something much clearer, centralized action. You know, in a world where you're constantly switching contexts, maybe managing processes manually, Pananga aims to bring that execution together. Boost efficiency right where you already are in the systems you use. Imagine getting back hours spent just switching tabs.
Okay, let's unpack that. Pananga described as a smart delivery layer. Mm-hmm. Sits on top of existing systems like Odoo, you mentioned. When you say sits on top, does that mean it integrates deeply? Or is it just another app you have to learn? Do you have to rip anything out?
Ah, good question. No, that's crucial. Think of it more like a universal remote for your business operations. Instead of juggling different remotes, one for sales, one for marketing, another for projects, or using one interface, it acts as this cohesive layer. It pulls the relevant data, the actions, from your core systems into one workspace. So your team isn't really getting just another app. They're getting a unified sort of action layer. It supercharges the tools they already have, avoids costly migrations, avoids those data silos, and it can work like a side panel, you know, inside your main system or as its own standalone app. Flexible.
That sounds incredibly useful. Empowering, even. And here's where I think it gets really interesting. Pananga lets functional teams, not developers, build configurable tools, like completely no code, no IT dependency. So a sales lead could whip up a light qualification tool, maybe, or a project manager, a checklist for client handoffs. That seems like it would cut out a major bottleneck, right? Okay. Waiting for IT.
Oh, absolutely. That no code part is, potentially transformative. It's so important for scaling things, for consistency too, making sure processes are actually followed the same way everywhere. I mean, just think how many internal processes get stuck waiting on IT tickets right now? Pananga lets the domain experts, the people who know the process best, drive the improvement directly. But that does raise a fair question, doesn't it? What about governance? How do you stop it becoming a free-for-all of user-built tools?
Yeah, that's a really valid point. If everyone can build, how do you maintain control? Consistency.
Right. It's not the Wild West. Pananga is built for automated workflows, but with clear ownership. It has role-based access controls, pretty robust governance. So while teams are empowered to build, which is great, the right people still control who uses what and, you know, how it fits into the bigger picture.
Okay, that makes sense. Control is still there. And it's not just about tools and workflows. You said it has embedded AI. Dale, the assistant, helps summarize meetings, generate follow-ups, suggest next steps. So Dale isn't just like summarizing notes. It sounds like it's connecting the dots, maybe anticipating what you need. A co-pilot, almost.
Precisely. A co-pilot is a good way to put it. Dale doesn't replace your decisions, but it gives proactive support, especially where manual stuff slows things down. Think about the time saved not digging through old notes or trying to recall that one action item. It really pushes towards action, reducing that repetitive work. And yeah, beyond Dale, there are other features, like Pulse gives you real-time visibility, see how tools are being used, find bottlenecks, and something called DNA, which isn't just static documents. It's like a living map where your business processes are directly linked to the actual tools doing the work. Ensures consistency, helps with compliance.
Okay, so let's pull this together. What does this all mean for you listening, for your team? It sounds like Pananga offers embedded workflows right inside your ERP, these structured tools anyone can build for standardized actions. And then the speed and clarity from the AI assistant, Dale, it feels like a pretty significant jump in how you operate.
Yeah, if you connect it to the bigger picture, Pananga gives operational teams the platform structure, but with the flexibility of no code, plus the embedded intelligence. It means automated compliant workflows, less reliance on custom code, which is often slow and expensive. It genuinely meets you where you are technologically and then helps you move forward. Speeds up work, helps scale delivery.
Wow, that was a really clear breakdown. Pananga sounds like it could seriously redefine how teams build things and get work done.
Mm-hmm. And it really brings up an important question for you, the listener, to think about. How much hidden efficiency, how much time is just waiting to be unlocked in your daily work simply by, centralizing actions and standardizing how things get done?
Definitely something to chew on. Thanks for diving deep with us today.